The county board previously passed a resolution to pursue its claims against the responsible parties related to O'Donnell Park. We had hoped in our office to handle this internally with attorneys in our office, but the person who was going to handle it and had the experience to handle it retired. And so we've needed to go outside. The reason for the selection of this particular firm is that White Hirschbeck and Dudek was selected by the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation, your insurance company, to defend the actions that have been filed against the county by the injured parties, the Kellners and the Wazinskis. And so they are already defending the county in those lawsuits. They are very familiar with the documents. They're already familiar with all the witnesses, et cetera. And so there's no ramp up for them. There's no education process. There's an efficiency here that the only things we will be charged for are the things that are uniquely related to pursuing the county's claims as a claimant. And so we expect that those costs, those fees, will be less than $50,000 on an hourly basis. There are some legal issues that we have to overcome, defenses that we'll have to overcome from the parties we contemplate claiming against. But that will be handled by them with the knowledge they already have of the history and the documents and the contracts involved. This does include a contingency fee, should we be successful. It's a floating or a change in contingency fee. It's not a set percentage. What I said to the Judiciary Committee was that if we use a round number of $5 million as the damages that the county could potentially recover, and I don't want that to be quoted as a specific number because I don't know what the number is as I sit here today, but I'm just thinking back what's been in the newspaper. If we're going to trust the Journal Sentinel for today, we would say that $5 million is approximately what's been reported as our damages through lost revenue and repair costs. If that was what we were to recover, the contingency fee here would end up being about 10% of that approximately. We may very well not recover that amount. It may be something less, but this provides for an hourly fee, sort of a guarantee to them. They're going to get paid either way, and I'll be upfront about it. They're going to get an hourly fee. They have an incentive through the contingency fee, but it's a much lower contingency fee than you would normally see, as is the hourly rate.
Supervisor DeBruin.
I believe the motion is to concur with the approval of the Judiciary Committee. This goes to Judiciary, right?
Yes.
I'll so moved.
Okay. On the concurrence, Madam Clerk.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to concur approved 6-0.